HarperCollins presents Interdimensional Explorers by Lorraine Gregory, read by Adonis Siddiq. Prologue. My granddad always had a special gift for finding things that were lost. When I was little and one of my toys would disappear, I'd tell my granddad, and within a day or so, he'd turn up with a big smile on his face, the missing item safely tucked in his pocket. "But how did you find it?" I'd demand every time.
"Can't tell you that, Danny boy," he'd say, ruffling my hair. "It's top secret."
"Please," I'd beg, hanging off his arm. And then he'd bend over and whisper in my ear,
"It's magic, my lad. Just a little bit of magic."
"Can I do it too?" I wanted to know.
"Maybe one day," he'd say. And there was a twinkle in his eye that almost made me believe it was true.
Chapter 1.
"You are in so much trouble," my cousin Anaya informs me with obvious joy when she opens my front door to let me into my house.
"Ugh, what are you doing here?" I demand, pushing my way past her, dumping my school bag in a corner and grabbing a bag of Wotsits from the kitchen. Anaya follows me.
"I wish I knew. Mum made me come here, even though I've got so much homework to do. You've no idea."
I roll my eyes and cram a handful of delicious cheesy Wotsits in my mouth. Anaya is always banging on about homework, just so she can remind everyone that she won a scholarship to a private school last year. Like anyone cares.
"Wow, what a massive tragedy for you," I mutter, pouring myself a glass of water and swigging it down.
"I know."
She leans back against the wall. Despite it being the end of the day, her posh school uniform looks like it's just been ironed. Her long black hair is entirely contained in a neat plait, and even her stupid white socks are pulled up.
"Still," she says with a glint in her eye, "watching you getting yelled at might make it worth my while, I suppose."
"What are you on about?" I ask finally. Anaya makes a smug face. She loves holding her knowledge over me like an evil supervillain and dragging out every second.
"Your granddad rang," she says at last, and a heavy stone of dread thunks into my stomach, because I've just remembered where I should have been this afternoon.
"He wanted to know where you were, and your mum said she thought you were working with him, so then she rang the school and found out you were in detention instead."
I swear under my breath. Getting told off is bad enough without having Anaya here to witness it. She's the perfect child, and I'm just not. Not perfect, not clever, and not well-behaved.
I gave up trying to keep up with her years ago, when I was the only other kid at her stupid lame birthday party and all her presents were textbooks and school equipment. I mean, what sort of life is that?
"Danny, is that you?"
Mum calls to me from the other room. I finish my water and put the glass down.
"Better not keep her waiting," Anaya sings, and I accidentally stamp on her foot as I march past, enjoying the crunch of her toes under my shoe and her yelp of pain.
"Danny!"
my Aunt Rika cries, standing up when she sees me and opening her bangled arms wide.
"Come give your auntie a hug."
Happy to delay the inevitable telling off from Mum, I let her squeeze me for way longer than I usually would. When I eventually step back, she grabs my face in both hands and shoves my cheeks together till I look like a fish.
"Such a handsome boy,"
she says, and I can't help puffing my chest out a teeny bit.
"If only you would brush your hair and tuck your shirt in."
My chest deflates and I wiggle away so I can face Mum and get it over with.
"Your granddad rang,"
she says, eyeing me over the top of her mug of tea.
"Yeah, I know,"
I gulp.
"Look, I'm..."
Mum cuts me off.
"Best hurry over there now. My dad's been working much too hard lately, and it sounds like he needs your help."
I'm startled into silence. Why isn't she shouting at me for lying to her and getting into trouble at school? Why isn't she moaning about how I don't work hard enough and wishing I'd just try a bit harder because look how well your cousin Anaya has done?
I glance at Anaya, and her disappointed face almost makes me laugh.
"Right, yeah, I'll go over there now,"
I say quickly before she can change her mind. Maybe Mum will shout at me later, but at least Anaya won't be there to witness it.
"Oh, wait,"
Mum says, as her gaze drifts away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?